Analysts say the Reserve Bank is more likely to hike rates next than cut them, following higher-than-expected inflation data published yesterday. The Australian Bureau of Statistics revealed consumer prices rose by a higher-than-expected 3.8% in the year to October. Economists say rising inflation suggests the cash rate is not slowing down the economy, with some tipping the Reserve Bank to raise rates again next year. But Labor Minister Jason Clare has tried to temper fears, telling the Seven Network the recent rise in inflation is easily explained.
Related to the end of energy rebates from the states, and if you look at the forecast from the Reserve Bank or from Treasury, they're continuing to expect inflation to moderate over the year ahead. But we're under no illusions here, Nat. We know that Aussies are doing it tough. That's why the sort of actions that we're taking as a government are so important, whether it's tax cuts or whether it's the interest rates, whether it's the money we're investing in Medicare to make it easier to see a doctor for free.
Meanwhile, Shadow Treasurer Ted O'Brien blames yesterday's inflation numbers on the Albanese government, saying it's poured too much money into the economy and forced prices up.